This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join us. You can take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking throughout the night so far about the latest from Ottawa and elsewhere. Apparently, bridges are being clogged up on the way into Canada in places like Windsor, Ontario, which is the town across the river slash lake from Detroit. And that is resulting in some serious delays. Like, you can't even get across that border crossing. So other truckers that are still working try to go to a more northern location, Port Huron, and basically there's just so many truckers, they're clogging that one, not on purpose, just trying to get through their clog.
Right, right.
You know, they all have to stop and be searched or, you know, deal with bureaucrats or whatever, and so it's a slow slog. It's a pretty crazy situation, and of course, we think it's absolutely fascinating here on Free Talk Live. But the phones are open, and you can bring up anything. Let's go to Jack in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
I have a cousin in Vancouver, British Columbia, and the whole Trudeau-Fidel Castro thing, we may joke about it, but the media is hiding from us. It is real. They are related. And then the whole communist thing in between. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying it's big in Canada right now.
For listeners that may not know what you're talking about when you say the whole Trudeau-Castro thing, can you recap or explain briefly what that is?
You can take half of Trudeau's face and half of Fidel Castro's, take them together, and look like the same person.
Well, and there's a reason for this, right?
Yeah, the timeline makes perfect sense.
His mother was it Cuba?
The whole family were in Cuba during the 70s.
And there's, like, video and photographs of her cavorting with Fidel Castro.
Yeah. And both she and her husband, very promiscuous. They were swingers.
Oh, they were known for that?
Oh, yeah. They slept with everybody.
Oh, wow.
But here's all you have to do. You're talking about doing the half and half picture of Trudeau and Castro, putting them together, and it's like, yeah, that's pretty similar. And it's most important that you look at you get age related pictures. So I mean, if you compare him to old Castro, it's really
right.
Hard to, you get a young Castro with his little mustache, his little Trudeau mustache. Oh, spot on. But here's the kicker. All you have to do is look at supposedly his real biological father, which I'm not buying
even
it.
Close.
Just look at the what's his name? Pierre Trudeau. Just look at him. There is no...
Not even close.
It's not close at all.
Yeah.
But you know what? The question is, why are they hiding this? I mean, the left are renowned for being promiscuous and being open and being live. Why would they hide this? There's the communist thing. There's that element.
Back to that, am I still on?
Yeah, you're good.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, it's the thing that the left, the right are ignoring that I think libertarians understand, is that there is a 1% or a 0.01% that are controlling things and manipulating things and confusing us with media like Kardashians and Twitter and Facebook, and we're stuck in this paradigm.
And are you saying Trudeau is part of the 1%? Because I'm not buying that. I agree that he's up there. But he's a puppet.
He's a tool.
He's an actor. He is a total actor. And when you hear him read his lines, and the lies coming out of his mouth, when you hear the lies come out of his mouth that just don't even make sense, side by side with scientific evidence and whatnot, it's like, what the hell are you? How can you even get up in the morning and say that unless he's an actor and he's just reading lines?
What's that, Jack?
That one. Is that, anyway, thanks a lot, man.
What was your question?
Go ahead, Jack.
You remember his eyebrows coming off? Have you ever seen that?
No. I didn't.
Trudeau's eyebrows?
Oh, yeah. Trudeau's eyebrows were fake, and they're falling off.
Weird.
I don't know what that means to the story.
Maybe he has really, really bushy Cuban eyebrows, and he shaved them, and he put little ones on.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jack. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to River Dave. He's calling from the river in New Hampshire.
Hey.
Merrimack River,
hey.
I think.
Yeah, Merrimack River. I'm sitting right on the bank of it right now. My feet toasted by the fire, patting the cat.
Right on, man.
Excellent.
What's going on?
You started talking about people hiding things. That's exactly what I'm going to talk about tonight.
All right.
The incinerator plant on exit 1793. Bought 296 acres right beside my camp lot.
Mm-hmm.
They started surveying, and I called two people. We got legislation passed that said you can't. They were going to put a dump back here and dump their ash right on the bank of the river. I said, no, you're not, so we got legislation passed. Well, in the meantime, they had spent $2.7 million getting ready to put a dump in here.
Hmm.
While they were doing it, they put in well test wells and all that, but they dumped thousands of cat tires. And when the legislation came down that they couldn't have a dump, they had no recourse because they had done all the work with no permits. They had put in two big 36-inch culverts in the wetlands with no permits. I talked with the crew putting them in. Why are you driving all the way down from Maine to put in culvert? They said, because we're doing it with no permits. With your help. And I worked with them, so I know those culverts didn't have permits when they went in.
Mm.
Anyway, when the legislation came down, they were stuck with those cat tires. What did they do? They took the dirt from the place that they excavated to put in their liner up and covered the cat tires up. Now, they've got great big piles of dirt over cat tires.
What?
And they come down here and burn my camp down and find fault with me, and they're going to sue me to clean up my mess that they burned down.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I'm following this here, because it goes back to your situation where you've been living on this land by this river for
right.
20 years or something like that, at least.
Over 20 years,
yeah.
Right.
And then some sort of ownership change happened, and the state threatened ownership of the land, or I forget all the details. I'm sure you know them intimately. They ended up arresting you, throwing you in the county jail until you would agree to...
Seven times they've arrested me.
Yeah. They wanted you to agree to move off the property, which you refused to do. In the meanwhile, while you were in jail, somebody burned your...
Thing they wanted me to just keep my mouth shut. Shut mm-hmm. up about the sludge and shut up about the incinerator plant.
I didn't know all this. I didn't know all of these elements. Who owns the incinerator?
I think it's Wheeler Breda Fry, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm almost thinking that's the name that comes to mind.
So it's not right? It's not local government. This is being contracted out to a company?
This is, you know, this is from Maine to California, Wheeler Breda Fry. That's one of the biggest waste disposal corporations in the country.
What's the name of the company?
I think it's Wheeler Breda Fry.
I have no idea. Wheelabrator Fry? I don't know if it's the New Hampshire accent or whatever.
Oh, he's got it.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Well, hold on.
Wait, are those tires still buried out there?
Yes, they're still there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They gave the lot to Fish and Game. Now Fish and Game owns a lot that's got illegal culverts and illegal cat tires.
So just to clarify, you believe that it was this company's guys that came over and burned your camp down, that it wasn't?
I'm not going to say that. I have no idea. I know for a fact they burned Harold Janeway's band down when he got that sludge stopped in Webster. When they put me in jail, one of the guys in there was teaching arson lessons, and he said he learned from a guy and he listed six major fires, and the second fire he mentioned was burning Harold Janeway's band. And he said it was a three-day time delay.
Wait, who's this guy who's teaching arson lessons?
Is he in jail?
A cop or someone who's in jail?
If you want to learn to be a crook, you got to go to jail.
I'll yeah, true. River Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Man, I appreciate hearing from you. By the way, we got River Dave the listen line number, and that way he can call in because he only gets us on the air on our our station out of New London on Saturday nights. They only air 2 hours of the show Saturday. So we might be hearing more from River Dave now that he's got the call-in line. So thank you, River Dave, for that. Or he's got the listen line. Thanks for the call tonight. We got more coming up. Time for you. If you want to join us, it's free talk.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian
and Conan.
And we're raising money for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. So we're talking about people who can't even get running water where they live. They got to go and walk to get some drinkable water. People living in Bemette and Kilifi counties in Kenya, those are specifically who we're targeting with some help right now. But the folks at Give Directly in the last decade have delivered over $400 million to over a million people. And the idea of giving cash to people who are in poverty like this, it actually helps a lot. It allows them to get employment, nutrition, health, and education, plus allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on other people to decide for them. So if you think that's a good plan, we agree, and we're going to back you up with matching your donations up to $30,000 in total. So head over to give.freetalklive.com to do that. That's give.freetalklive.com. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on Free Talk Live.
I do disagree with you about making prostitution legal, as you think that it's going to solve a lot of problems.
Okay.
So, but, you know, just because it's your show, you think your opinion, is supreme, you know?
No, and, like, I got to
just
that.
Laugh out of your...
Because it's not how we operate, Sarah. We're open to all types. We're open to lots of different ideas, lots of different conversations. I go about my regular day knowing that there's a better way to live. There's a better way to do things. And you might have the answer. On this, though, I'm thinking you're probably wrong, but I'm willing to listen to your argument.
Yeah,
why is legalization bad?
Well, I want to know specifically, Sarah, why is putting someone who is engaging in prostitution in a prison cell a good idea?
Okay, the thing about it is that, I happen to be a woman, and if I had a husband, if I was married, do you think I want a sex shop, like a sex parlor in my neighborhood?
There it is. Follow the money. You're worried that if sex was legalized, that your husband might just be tempted. Am I right?
Well, of course, I wouldn't like that. And these massage parlors.
So you're just that awful of a partner, is what you're admitting.
You're being a Karen. You're being a sex Karen.
Okay, look at this. Okay, there's women that have a different perspective than you guys. We don't want sex to be like a haircut or a pedicure or getting a back rub or something
frequent.
Like that.
Don't frequent those sex shops.
No, but she wants a lockdown on the marketplace.
You want to be the gatekeeper.
Yeah, you don't want competition for your man, because you can't handle it. You can't give your partner, whether it be a man or a woman or whatever, you can't give your partner a good enough experience to make them want to stay with you voluntarily if they can go and get it somewhere else for $20.
Actually, I don't think it's $20 anymore.
Whatever
the service, but that's my whole point.
It'd
is that
be cheaper
we have
a free market
reality.
Yes, it would.
The different realities that we clash.
The reality is you want to put these women into a jail cell. Isn't that right? Just for trying to make a living.
No, get a skill and do something else.
Yeah, learn
not
to code.
Sarah,
they do what they do because they don't have the skills that you're talking about. They don't want to work at a cash register all day long. They can make a quick $200 or whatever a day.
I've never personally engaged in these services before, but I suspect some of them are quite skilled at what they do. Otherwise, they're going to lose out to the competition. And what you're worried about here, Sarah, is that they have better skills than you. Seriously, you're not admitting it, but that's ultimately that's one of the things that concerns you, is that these professionals would do a better job at servicing a man than you would, and that makes you nervous. So you want to put them in jail, right? Why don't you just admit it? You want to put these women who are doing something voluntary with their body in a jail cell because you're worried about your man.
Rescue homes for the, is that a jail? Rescue home for the trafficked girls? Those girls want to run away from their pimps. They started out they got sucked into it, and they want to leave.
If this was legalized? And they didn't have to go underground black market style, you wouldn't have those same issues with the pimps. Because the girls could go to the cops if there was an issue. Or you could set up a legal establishment, a legal business, where these girls were probably maybe insured, maybe had actual paid for protection?
Security.
But they can't do any of that because it's all black market. It's all illegal. It's all underground.
You're forcing these girls underground, Sarah. Your prohibition on prostitution is actually putting them in greater danger of being raped, of being abducted, and possibly killed. That's on you and the people who support prohibition.
Well, as long as there's marriage, if there's women that are married and have a husband, we don't want these things around in our neighborhood. We don't even want
to
have legitimate massage parlors in the neighborhood.
Right. So what you're saying is you want to criminalize these women because you keep acting like, oh, they're all in it because they're being forced to. That's not true at all. You don't know what you're talking about. All you have to do is show up at any any kind of bill, if there's like a bill to decriminalize prostitution, show up there and meet some professionals from the sex trade. They will almost all be women that are there to testify at these hearings, and they will explain to you that this is a thing they chose to do. They choose. So, for instance, like escorts, those aren't, you know, underground prostitution rings. They are sort of above ground. We all kind of know with a wink and a nudge what they really do.
The massage parlors.
Massage parlors. These women choose this business because it makes them money. But they may all have different reasons for doing it. A very, very small portion of this industry are women who are actually being forced into it. There are things called madams. Do you know what a madam is?
Right.
Do you know what a madam is?
Right. I know what a madam. Yeah, I know what a madam is.
So you understand that if a girl has a madam, she doesn't have a pimp, right? So you understand that there are women who work for other women in the prostitution business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to put these women in prison.
Well, I mean, so they don't cause havoc into the society. They ruin families and stuff like that. They think that they're having a good time or making money or whatever, but that's the our reality.
Don't you think a man can cheat on a wife without having prostitutes in the city? You don't think cheating would happen without prostitutes?
Well, that's true. But I don't want. Why do they need more extra easy temptation?
You know, you remind me of a conservative. You know, you like to call and say that you're a communist, but you sound like an ultra conservative to me, Sarah. You know what's right for marriages. You know what things should be legal and what shouldn't, and very, very conservative sounding.
This is true.
You know, everybody's an individual, but you know what?
Okay?
How are you going to control the spread of hepatitis and gonorrhea and AIDS?
It's called testing.
Are you in charge of that?
It's called testing.
Is that guaranteed?
No. Life is never guaranteed. There's risk involved in life. And thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. But it is called testing, a testing regimen that, as you mentioned, Conan, in a legal market with prostitutes that you can purchase openly without having to go in the underground.
Yep.
One of the things that they can do is they can say, oh, yeah, I was tested yesterday.
Have the results on the door.
Mm-hmm. Or a week ago or whatever, right? And thank you for the call tonight. And then you would have a lot cleaner of an experience for the customers and the girls. There's more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions escalate between the West and Russia over the Russian troop buildup around Ukraine's borders, the United States is still looking for a diplomatic path forward. During a joint news conference with the new German chancellor, President Biden said the United States and Germany are united in addressing the Ukraine crisis. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, said on Tuesday, Congress should pass a deal on Russia sanctions legislation.
The president has all the authority he needs. He needs to decide the timing. I think it's going to be a serious deterrent if it's executed before the invasion, not after.
Gas prices are the highest in 8 years. AAA's station survey finding the national average price for regular is $3.45 a gallon. USA Radio News. President Biden is putting a spotlight on efforts to rebuild United States manufacturing.
I made it clear from day one, when the federal government spends taxpayers' dollars, we're going to buy American.
During a White House event, Biden pushing plans to make more products in America.
It means bringing manufacturing jobs back and building supply chains here at home so we have better jobs at lower prices.
New research from the University of Utah finds pregnant women sick with COVID-19 are far less likely to develop serious complications. A recently published study finding those sick from the virus are 40% likely to have complications with their pregnancy. The risk increases if the mother has to be treated in the ICU or receive supplemental oxygen. Premature birth also becomes more likely, as well as the risk of a C-section. Stocks staging a broad rally on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 372 points. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian
and Conan.
We're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, we'll change it up. We're not going to talk all truckers, all convoy tonight. We did hit it pretty heavy last night, and we covered it for the first hour of the show. I feel like we've gotten most of that out of the way. Although I did want to cover how it's spreading globally.
Right.
Plus, you want to get back into the bug-eating stuff, Conan.
Trying to understand this. Trying to understand what the real...
What's the real motivation? Yeah.
Because I don't buy it. I think it's all a scam.
We'll dig into it a little deeper here in a moment, but first we got El Conejo calling us from, I think he said Nebraska. El Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's me again. I was just calling to reach out again to the truckers and anyone who's supporting them. I heard that firefighters are now... Volunteer firefighters are bringing fuel into the truckers, and
nice.
A judge has possibly ordered the police to return fuel, but that's a rumor that I can't find a source.
Yeah, I heard that rumor as well this morning, but I don't know if that's
unbelievable.
Right.
Like, why would a judge order that?
Well, it's an unlawful taking. I think the original rumor was that they were going to use the gas to burn things down and blow something up, and it was a safety risk. But no, it's my original point last week was how did these guys could manage to idle and or move around for weeks on end unless they bring their own gas in with them.
Right.
So,
did you guys see the 17-year-old purple and magenta-haired soy boy who was trying to chain or tape the doors of an apartment complex shut and burn it down?
What?
Who was supposedly a quote-unquote trucker?
No, I did not hear this.
Yeah, there was. He was caught on film. There was two of them, I guess. And one of the tenants asked them who he was, and he said, "I'm with the trucker protest."
Wow,
that's interesting. Because there clearly are agents provocateur that are running, working for the government, and then there's, as you point out, these other people who are obviously people who are on the left, who would, you know, who are against the truckers, and they're out there trying to make them look bad. Whether they're on the payroll of the government or not is another question, but they're out there causing havoc and trying to get the truckers to be blamed for it, and it's ridiculous. Thanks for sharing that story. What else did you want to talk about?
Well, I'm still trying to get Crypto Convoy 2022 trending, so I'm still offering $100 in Monero to the first two truckers or people who are supporting them on the ground, who can kind of give a little report from the ground with the sign that says Crypto 2022 with their wallet QR code, and I'll scan it and send you $100, first two people.
Crypto Convoy 2022?
Yes, please.
And then you have to tag that on, what, Twitter or something?
I'll see it on Twitter, yeah.
Okay. Did you hear about the Bitcoin fundraiser that's going on?
Yeah, I did. I think a little crypto competition would be good because Ethereum just raised $20 million for Julian Assange, and they're putting all the crypto maximalist bros to shame.
I think Ethereum, the Ethereum fans actually have raised something like $40 million now. It's gone up.
Totally.
But I've actually got a story about that as well. But just to give you the rundown here, the TallyCoin, tallyco.in, I put the link on our social media last night. So if you go back, go to social.freetalklive.com, pull up the Free Talk Live profile, and then go back to last night, you'll find the link to it there. Yesterday, it was at like 9 Bitcoin when we were doing the show, and their goal was 10 Bitcoin. Tonight, it's at 14.2 Bitcoin, and their goal has now been increased. So they moved the goalposts. It's now 21 Bitcoin, and they're now at 14.2 Bitcoin raised, which is not quite $1 million, but it's, you know, worth a Bitcoin. But it's getting there, and it sounds like they're going to hit that goal, because earlier tonight I pulled it up, and it was in the 13. So it's gone up like half a Bitcoin in just the first hour and a half of the show. So there's definitely some serious crypto donating going on out there. So I just wanted to let you know the good news, Canejo, is that there are definitely some crypto supporters out there that are backing these guys.
Well, I'm glad we could figure out a way to combine the convoy and crypto for all the haters out there.
Thanks for the call tonight, El Canejo. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. He mentioned the Julian Assange thing, just, you know, as an aside here from Decrypt.co. Do you know what a DAO is, Conan?
Like the Dow Jones?
No, different kind of DAO. DAO. It stands for Decentralized Autonomous Organization. Never heard of that before?
Mm-mm.
So, for listeners that are unfamiliar, a DAO is a group of people that is decentralized, it's autonomous, and it is something that cannot be stopped, right? So they basically create these DAOs in the crypto world to do a certain thing. So, for instance, Dash is a cryptocurrency. It was the first decentralized autonomous organization. There have been others. Some have failed. Others have continued on. Some are newer, like the Assange DAO, which began its fundraising efforts on February 3rd. They have...
So they do other things other than fundraise?
They do other things, yeah. Like I said, the Dash cryptocurrency is run by a decentralized autonomous organization. So anyone can become a member, generally, of a decentralized autonomous organization as long as they're willing to buy in some way with, you know, buy the token or whatever it is that they're selling. And then you usually get some sort of voting rights. So there are, you know, proposals that are made, and there are whole systems that have been created to make this possible. So somebody who's in the DAO can make a proposal to, say, take some of the DAO's treasury and spend it on a certain thing. And then the other DAO members can vote on that. And all of these things are set up differently, right? So one of the decentralized autonomous organizations might be that you get to vote based on the number of tokens that you have. So the people that have more tokens have more voting.
I was just about to ask you, how do you prevent people from just joining up and voting against, you know, the future of your whatever you're trying to get done.
Right. So the people in generally, and again, they can set these up however they want.
Be shareholders.
Yeah, so they can set these up however they want. But the ones I've seen tend to give more power to the people that hold more shares, essentially, as far as the votes are concerned. And
neat. I'm looking at Investopedia's take on the Dow.
They are very interesting, and the cool thing about a Dow is there's no home office. So, like,
it's in the ether.
Yeah, you have to compare the idea of the decentralized autonomous organization to a corporation or a charity, right? Because all these things are set up as corporations. The old way of thinking is we need a board of directors, right? Okay, the board of directors has an executive director that they hire, and or the CEO, and the executive director or the CEO does what the board tells them to do with the organization, and there's one person who's at the top of the organization, or there's the board of directors who's at the top of the organization, and they all meet somewhere, and they all have their addresses on file with the state, and there's an office, and they can all be raided, they can all be shut down, they've all got centralized bank accounts, and they can all be taxed and regulated and shut down by the state.
I like the sound of this.
The decentralized autonomous organization cannot be shut down. It's code. It's code that operates on the internet, and it empowers the individuals who are involved in it to move forward with whatever project it is that they're working on. So Assange DAO, according to Decrypt.co, has raised over 14,000 Ethereum, which is worth around $44.8 million at the moment that this was written, according to their fundraising site, Juicebox. In 4 days, Assange DAO, whose mission is to free Julian Assange, has raised more than the now-defunct Constitution DAO, which was formed last fall, to bid on a rare copy of the United States Constitution. That effort pulled in 11,613 Ethereum, which is ridiculous.
And the money being raised is for legal fees and or what?
You talking about for Assange DAO?
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. We'll get into it here in a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Assange DAO raising almost $45 million worth of cryptocurrency in just a matter of less than a week. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join the show. All you gotta do is dial in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about Assange DAO, a decentralized autonomous organization. And it's your first time hearing about that concept, Tony.
Mm-hmm. I'm still learning.
I imagine that's true for a lot of our listeners as well. Getting you an update here on their fundraising totals, I went to the juicebox.money site, which you can get to through the Assange DAO site over at assangedao.org. Currently at 17,422 Ethereum. So the article we had here is, you know, a day or two old. And when the article was written, it was 14,300 something Ethereum. Right now, that 17,422 Ethereum is worth, in U.S. dollars, $54.3 million. That has been raised in 5 days.
Okay, and now what are they going to do with this money?
All right, so according to AssangeDAO.org, they are dedicated to restoring Julian Assange's freedom. For those that don't know, we're talking about the founder, the creator of WikiLeaks. He is facing the rest of his life and multiple life sentences in prison in the United States. He's currently in Britain in a high security, maximum security facility. He's been there for the last few years, ever since he left the safety, if you will, of the Ecuadorian embassy in Britain. And the United States wants him, and they are trying to extradite him. And the DAO in this case, the decentralized autonomous organization, Assange DAO, started to mobilize in a Telegram group on December 10th of 2021. So, you know, 2 months ago. The day that the U.S. government won its appeal of a British court ruling that barred Assange's extradition to the United States. If extradited to the U.S., Assange faces 175 years in prison for publishing the truth about the state.
Exactly what all other journalists are supposed to be doing.
Correct.
On a regular basis. He's getting thrown in the slammer for.
Yep. Shortly after the Telegram group was formed, Assange's brother, Gabriel Shipton, joined. He informed us that an NFT collaboration with Assange was in progress, which was going to be auctioned to raise funds for his campaign. inspired by Free Ross DAO, which has raised $12 million worth of crypto to Free Ross Ulbricht, the Assange, that's by the way the creator of the Silk Road, the underground marketplace, who's currently in prison in the United States for the rest of his life. The Assange DAO intends to raise capital to bid on Assange's NFT. By galvanizing an Assange solidarity network, we hope to send a powerful signal that the time of passivity is over. A new era of cypherpunk organization has
dawned.
Did you
just say cyberpunk?
Cypherpunk is the word that I was looking for. Not quite the same thing. So according to Decrypt.co, there's, again, members of Assange's family involved in this, and they are going to be distributing a justice token to those who donate Ethereum. So there's a token involved in this. If you donate, you get some of these tokens, which at this time have little in the way of actual value, but those who hold them can vote on future proposals in the decentralized autonomous organization. So you buy in with real crypto, you get tokens back, and it makes you a holder. Basically, you become part of this decentralized autonomous organization. Their efforts are pulling in notable contributions, including 10 Ethereum, which is worth about $30,000, from Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin. So the main man behind Ethereum has weighed in on this, and a lot of people are getting involved. Stella Morris, who is Assange's fiance, tweeted out, quote, "Just like in the past, many of the contributions to Assange's fundraising have been small but large in aggregate. Contributions of every kind are what will make Assange DAO or what make Assange DAO a success." I mean, there's no doubt it's a success. This is the largest crypto fundraiser apparently ever put together thus far.
So. By the way, Cypherpunk, an individual advocating widespread use of strong cryptography and privacy-enhancing technologies as a route to social and political change.
Sure.
I'd never heard that before. Cyberpunk, yes.
Yeah, the Cypherpunks.
Whole different
crypto anarchists, basically, is who they are.
Cyberpunk is someone who's using technology to basically fight the man.
Right.
I'm assuming this is how this term was very similar sounding.
Satoshi Nakamoto would be a cypherpunk,
right.
The creator of Bitcoin, and the cypherpunks, like Satoshi Nakamoto, have been working on things like this for decades. So, I mean, this Bitcoin and all the things that have come out of it, which is Ethereum and these decentralized autonomous organizations, all this stuff has come from the root of Bitcoin. But that was built on other long-existing discussions that the cypherpunks have been having on the Internet. And this is what I hear. I did not run in those circles. I'm not a programmer.
Right.
But those people are key to making these things possible.
And hopefully, they're the good guys.
Well, whoever's behind this.
And hopefully, this isn't some elaborate way. Like, cryptocurrency can be scary if the wrong people get control of it.
Well, but the nice thing is here, we know that cryptocurrency like Ethereum and Bitcoin is decentralized. We know that there's no one group that's in control of this
thing.
Right,
but you can't track transactions.
You can.
So that could be a problem.
It could be. Now, they could do this fundraiser with Monero if they wanted to, and then you wouldn't be able to track anything. But these are obviously people who aren't worried about being tracked. They want people to know they support Julian Assange.
Right.
They want people to know they're putting their Ethereum behind this particular fundraiser because they want to see this situation change. And now, whether or not this is going to help in any way, shape, or form, I don't know. But they're going to bid on this NFT auction, basically some artwork, from what I understand. And with 40-something or $50 million worth of crypto, there's a good chance they're going to be the number one bidder. But, we'll see. So I guess this thing's up for auction, and the proceeds will be benefiting Julian Assange's legal defense fund.
Good.
So, I mean, he's already got attorneys. I don't know if throwing $50 million at those attorneys is going to make them better. So I'm not sure exactly how. I would like to hear more from his fiance, for instance, as to like, okay, what will this help except for paying these attorneys that y'all already have? I mean, maybe they haven't been paid, right? Like, maybe they're not paid in full and they owe him some money or whatever, and that can settle things up. But it doesn't cost $50 million to... I mean, attorneys aren't cheap when it comes to federal court. There's no doubt about it, right? Like, the Crypto Six, we've got attorneys, and it's not cheap. But it ain't millions of dollars. It's not $50 million to defend even six people in federal court. let alone this, you know, this one guy. So, hey, it's their money. They can do whatever they want with it. And if this is just people are like, hey, I don't care what you do with it. You can buy hookers and blow, whatever you want. You know, have fun with it. We just, as long as you, you know, as long as most of it's going to Julian, you know, have a good time.
You just totally triggered Sarah just now. She's throwing the phone away.
Well, the funny thing is, I'm not in favor of, you know, I don't do blow and I don't do hookers, but, you know, whatever. I think people should be free to. But, yeah, I am interested in knowing, like, what is this money going to be spent on? I guess you could use it to publicize. You could buy a ton of advertising.
Actually, that's well, and I've seen Free Assange and Free Crypto. I've seen signs. I've seen bulletins.
Free Ross.
And not just, that would be the way to do it. Because a lot of people don't know who this guy is.
But what can you do? I mean, you can raise awareness in the people, and that's cool. But ultimately, it's a man in a robe or a woman in a robe or a group of these men or women in robes at the Supreme Court in the UK that are going to have this man's life in their hands. So what can $50 million worth of cryptocurrency do to affect that situation? I really want to know. Like, what? I can't think of anything offhand. You know, I mean, you can't...
Except buying people.
You can't openly bribe these people.
That's the only thing I think of, except for advertisements and attorney fees.
I mean, you could try to protest them, but that might not make them want to do what you want them to do, right? Like, you could find out where they live and send hired protesters out to their houses and let them know that, you know, they're being watched on this issue. But it's not like you can fire them if they do the wrong thing. So I want to be optimistic about this, but I'm looking for a reason why I should. Like, it's great news that thousands of people have donated dozens of millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency to this campaign, but what's it going to do exactly? The number 603-283-6160. Maybe you've been paying closer attention to this and you know exactly what they're doing to assist and what their plans are. Again, you got $50 million. You can do a lot of stuff. But what can really affect this particular case?
Yeah.
They are to the bitter end on this point. This next, as I understand it, this next court hearing is the UK Supreme Court that will be hearing Assange's case. And then I don't think they get any more appeals after that. So we're coming to the culmination, the apex, if you will, the final moments of this thing. You know, maybe they could spend the 15. If he gets found that he doesn't have to go to the U.S., then that's what they want, obviously. But if he's sent to the U.S., then what can your $50 million do there? I guess give him a turn.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.